There's a world of pleasure waiting for you in downtown Honolulu, right at the corner of Hotel and Richard. It begins in the shade of a banyan tree and continues in the beautiful galleries above in the Hawaii State Art Museum. Painter, sculptor Satoru Abe's been living his dream of being an artist for 70 years.
Hawaii, you know, we're talking about Hanayori Dango, that era, okay?
Dumplings over flowers.
Today, man cannot live by bread alone. Changed.
Some things have changed. When he started, Abe figured he had to leave Hawaii, so he did. Well, people still think that, and they still do. But Abe returned just as the state's 1% law was swinging into effect. It designates 1% of state construction for art acquisition. And Abe began building a collector base. How did you do that, Satoru?
Kind of strange, yeah. Got to go individual. It's too much.
Hundreds own Abe sculptures, prints, and paintings, but Abe has over 20 collectors who have at least 30 to 130 pieces. Each of those relationships developed differently. These days, with works in banks, airports, and schools across the state, Abe is looking ahead to strengthening all Hawaii artists through the Hawaii State Art Museum. Hi, Sam.
Can be done. And my feeling is give every serious artist a chance to show. And it will love by itself, right? And I hope the one don't sell, they will improve themselves, you know, or make it sellable. No, that's a funny term, sellable. But the thing is how we're going to attract new collectors, young collectors. And once they get started, that's it. Art is a disease.
Joyce Okano collects Satoru Abe, a former regional vice president for Chanel exposed to European fine art. She asked a friend, a savvy art world investor, for advice on collecting.
She said, be smart and collect what you can really study and get to know.
That's what led Okano to Hawaii artists. Abe has tapped her to head the Friends of High Sam and get the High Sam Museum, shop, and cafe pumping.
It's incredible what's here. It really is phenomenal work. And look at this museum. My gosh, this museum has the best of the best. And it's not marketed. And it's a shame because Hawaii has so much more to offer, you know, like everybody says, than the beaches and the you know, blue skies and stuff. But this museum is free. It's really a huge opportunity.
On view in the museum shop through August, new work by Lawrence Seward, Sunit Kuhak, and Sally French, with surprises from Mori by Art and Flea. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.